Now let's take the verb to think. Which verb did we use to think?
Думать.
Думать. Yes. It also has a pair. So what's the other verb for to think?
Подумать.
So what's the pair?
Думать. Подумать.
Right. Only don't accent the prefix.
Думать. Подумать.
Да. Думать. Подумать. However, the prefix по can be substituted with other prefixes, which you attach to the same думать, and then the meaning of this verb will change. Everybody knows the word перестройка. Перестройка. I'm pronouncing it syllable by syllable. Перестройка. The prefix in this word is пере, four letters. Пере. The meaning of this prefix is transition. That's why it is перестройка, because it is transition from one state to another state, condition. So this is also a prefix that can be added to verbs. And if we add this prefix to the verb to think, which is думать, what is the verb that you get?
Передумать.
Yes, передумать. What do you think will be the meaning of this verb?
Changing one's mind.
Right, of course. Transition from one thought to another one. So we've got still another prefixed verb, which is передумать, to change one's mind. How did we say I thought? How does a man say that?
Я думал.
Mm-hmm. Я думал. So how do you say, as a woman, I have changed my mind?
Я передумала.
Very good. Я передумала. How does a man say that?
Я передумал.
Я передумал. I'm sorry, I've changed my mind. How does a man say that?
Извините, я передумал.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And how does a woman say that?
Извините, я передумала.
Да. Извините, я передумала. Excuse me, or I'm sorry, I've changed my mind. I won't have tea, I will have coffee. How does a woman say that?
Извините, я передумала.
Mm-hmm. I'm not having tea. I will not.
Я не буду.
Tea.
Чай.
I will have coffee.
Я буду кофе.
That's right. Now say the whole thing again, please. I'm sorry. I have changed my mind. I am not having tea. I'm having coffee.
Извините. Я передумала. Я не буду чай. Я буду кофе.
Да. Извините. Я передумала. Я не буду чай, я буду кофе. I'm sorry, I have changed my mind. I'm not having wine, I'm having beer. How does a man say that?
Извините, я передумал, я буду.
I will not.
Я не буду. What am I not having?
Whatever. Either beer or wine.
Вино. Я не буду вино. Я буду водка.
No, I said either wine or beer. Either of these two.
Извините, я передумал.
Mm-hmm.
Я не буду
wine.
Вино.
I will have beer.
Я буду пиво.
Mm-hmm. Good. Пиво. Пиво.
Пиво.
Пиво.
Пиво.
Uh-huh. Very good. Right. So your sentence is... Извините, я передумал. Я не буду вино, я буду пиво.
Why not vodka or water?
Well, if you want vodka or вода, we will learn how to use these words later on in the course. Yes? For the time being, let's stick to masculine and neuter, that ends in -о, like пиво and вино, and чай, which is masculine. Consonant ending. Yes, we will deal with a ending words in this position later in the course, very soon actually. Okay?
I'm just confused why chai is ending in a consonant.
Right. Let's go back to our alphabet. Remember the symbol for two letters is the same. It's for E and short E. The symbol for short E is the same with a little top.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? And the short E, the reason it is called short E, is the shortened vowel E, but it's so short that it has become a consonant. Instead of E, it's Y, which is called short E. and you pronounce it as a consonant. So chai, ending in this short e, is a consonant sound, and it's a masculine noun for that reason. How do you ask the question? You've changed your mind. Or have you changed your mind?
Oui, perdumali.
Right. Now let's ask the question, have you changed your mind?
Oui, perdumali.
Exactly. Oui, perdumali. Have you changed your mind? Or did you change your mind? Mm-hmm. Why did you change your mind?
Почему вы передумал?
But we... plural.
Почему вы передумали?
Да. Почему вы передумали?